Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably... You know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am the smart. I am the smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Nellie Acalpa's here. That's right. She's back. Nellie is the founder and CEO of CorpNet.com. CorpNet.com, an online legal document filing service, which she and her husband started a while back. And she's been working on this. She had been working on this for that for a long time. She and her, today they operate CorpNet and helping folks just like you and me and our small businesses. And she's here with some good advice. Nellie Acalp, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. Good morning.
It's good to have you here. So last time you were here, we talked about different types of entities that you can form in your company. But if you're going to form a company, you got to have a name for it, don't you?
Absolutely.
I've not named only a lot of businesses in my life, a lot of mine, and helped people with others. I like the naming process. I think it's fun.
It is, and not only you have to pick a really great business name, but it has to be memorable, it has to be spellable, and you have to make sure that it's available before you start using that name in commerce.
Right. No, exactly right. And there are a number of different ways to think about that. That's a really good point, because you can get yourself upside down not only within your state with regard to whether somebody else is already incorporated under that name, but you can get yourself upside down with people who are outside of your state who have a registered trademark, can't you?
Absolutely. So not only you have to first make sure that that name is available before you start using it, then you have to go through the process of, once it's available, to register that name. And then you have to ask yourself, are you going to be using that name for life in only one state, or do you want to have protection in all 50 states and consider applying for a trademark so that you can have trademark rights to that name?
Let's just talk about the name itself. Let's assume for the moment there are no legal issues. Let's just talk about how you should think about naming a business. I mean, it should be, in my opinion, the first rule of thumb is intuitive, right?
Absolutely. It has to create an image in your head, and it has to really, really resonate with you and resonate with your brand. So for me, it's always about picking something that's easy to say, spell, and remember.
Say, sell, and remember. I like that. You know, if your name of your company isn't intuitive, you can have a tagline that goes with it that is. For example,
yeah.
I had a company when I had my consulting business. The name of that company was Jim Blasingame and Associates. I'm a vice president. You can rent. So my tagline was intuitive. If my title, the title of my company was not. And so the people, whenever I said, I'm a vice president, you can rent, they always said, oh, I get it. So that's what you want to, go ahead.
You know, one of the things you can do, Jim, is you can start by creating a mind map of all the concepts related to your business, descriptive words, emotions, and experiences you felt or want your customers to feel. For example, with me, when I try to talk to my clients about coming up with a name, I always tell them, what is that name going to represent to you? How do you want your clients to remember your name, your brand, your logo? And that's the way you want to go in picking and choosing a business name. For example, with our company, CorpNet, really what back in 2009, when we founded the company, we were looking for something that's very easy to remember. And also, it's not only going to be limited to for example, providing incorporation services. We wanted to represent a brand, a network, a safety net for small business owners to rely on us and look at us as a one-stop shop in starting, protecting, managing, and keeping their businesses in compliance.
And another thing you did that I like is it's short.
Yes. It's a two-syllable name.
Yeah.
It's seven letters, and it was the only name that it was available at the time as a domain name.
Right. Yeah, I like it. It worked out. It worked out really well. Corpnet.com is the website, and she and her husband help people do their filing, their corporate filing, incorporating LLCs, that sort of thing, sole proprietorships, DBAs. We come back. We're going to talk about get into some of the legal aspects, some of the legal landmines to avoid, and the legal steps to take to get your name secured for you. As long as you want to use it. 22, right back with Nellie McCallum. I'm Jim Blassie. See you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.